Information. Information. Information.
Welcome to this week's edition of the headlines from CKUT's Community News Collective in Montreal. Information that matters from our neighborhood to the world. Produced in collaboration with the Dominion. We're broadcasting from Montreal and rebroadcasting on stations throughout Canada and the U.S.
On Monday, the public portion of hearings resumed for Adil Sharkawi. At the end of these hearings, Judge Tremblay-Lamer will decide whether there are reasonable grounds to believe that the government had reasonable grounds to sign the security certificate against Adil Sharkawi. Ted Flanagan, Assistant Director of Intelligence at the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or CSIS, appeared as a witness at the hearings early this week. CSIS has reported that there are reasonable grounds to believe that Adil Sharkawi has the profile of a so-called sleeper cell agent. But when Ted Flanagan was asked to define such a profile on Tuesday, he responded that there is no such definition. Ted Flanagan also indicated that he was unaware that Immigration Canada has assessed Adil Sharkawi as being at risk of torture and/or death if returned to Morocco. Adil Sharkawi's lawyers intend to bring forward more witnesses in the coming days to speak on his behalf, including his mother, who will appear before the hearing today for the first time.
According to Radio Canada, the Harper government is about to adopt new regulations that will prevent the application of the Canadian Environmental Protection Act, or CEPA. Projects funded by the federal government agency Building Canada will be exempt from the environmental evaluations outlined in the CEPA if the projects are worth $10 million or less. The Radio Canada report says that under the new regulations, Ottawa would be able to authorize or finance projects that comply with environmental evaluations conducted by the provinces. However, these evaluations are usually less rigorous than those conducted by the federal government. The report says that a new law is also expected to permanently replace the CEPA. Among other provisions, this law would put in place a simplified evaluation process, which would accelerate projects on Aboriginal territories.
According to the Ottawa Citizen, the Canadian Department of National Defence is building a $10 million equipment depot near Victoria. The depot will supply the Canadian military's counter-terrorism unit, Joint Task Force 2, or JTF-2, and other specialized military units. The Ottawa Citizen also reported in September 2008 that the JTF-2 has identified, quote, preparing to provide security for the 2010 Olympics, unquote, as one of their top two priorities. However, Colonel Mike Day, head of the Canadian Special Operations Forces Command that oversees the JTF-2, recently denied that the new equipment depot is linked to military involvement in the upcoming Olympics.
The War Resister Support Campaign has declared January 19th to the 24th as Let Them Stay Week. According to Crystalline Krause of Rabble News, this is a critical time for Iraq war resisters in Canada, as many resisters' deportation orders will become effective at the end of this month. In June 2008, the majority of Canadian Parliament voted in favor of allowing war resisters to seek permanent residence in Canada. However, the motion was non-binding, and the Conservative government has yet to enact it, despite constant lobbying from the War Resister Support Campaign, or WRSC, immigration rights groups, and anti-war activists. Meanwhile, the Immigration and Refugee Board continues to issue deportation orders to resistors who are claiming refugee status. The WRSC is encouraging the public to join people across Canada in calling on Prime Minister Stephen Harper and Minister of Immigration and Citizenship Jason Kenney and other government officials to halt resistor deportations and implement the motion adopted by Canada's Parliament.
More Quebecers are losing their jobs this year as Rio Tinto Alcan permanently shuts down their aluminum smelter in Beauharnois, Quebec. The Beauharnois closure will force 220 people to lose their jobs. The aluminum company will also reduce their workforce by 25% at the Vaudreuil Alumina factory, but did not disclose the precise number of jobs cut there. The Rio Tinto Alcan homepage cites, quote, the global economic conditions, end quote, as the reason for the cutback. President and Chief Executive Officer Jacqueline Cote explained that the global economic downturn has meant that we must make difficult but necessary choices for our organization, end quote. And she added that the aluminum company will, quote, make sure that those affected are treated with fairness and respect, end quote.
On Monday, military judges in a Guantanamo war crimes court pressed forward with hearings for five men accused of orchestrating the September 11th attacks and for a Canadian accused of killing a U.S. soldier. Many doubt the U.S. will go ahead with the January 26th trial of Canadian Omar Khadr. Khadr is accused of killing an American soldier with a grenade during a firefight in Afghanistan in 2002 when the Toronto native was 15 years old.
Several residents of Vancouver's West End might be forced out of their homes due to recent skyrocketing rental prices. Two of these residents are siblings Roland and Mary McFell, who have lived in their apartment for over 50 years. The McFells may see their rent increase from $1,325 to $2,277 per month. A representative from Gordon Nelson Investments, the company that recently purchased the buildings in the Trundy neighborhood, explains that they are simply, quote, business people, end quote. A hearing is scheduled for March 8, 2009, with the Ministry of Housing and Social Development to approve these rent hikes.
And those are the week's headlines. Our broadcasts are available for download every week at ckutnews.wordpress.com. And you can read more news from the grassroots at dominionpaper.ca. Thanks this week to our friends at The Dominion and Lauren Liu, Caitlin Chappelle, Laura Glowacki, Annabelle Koo, Juniper Belshaw, and Charles Mosteller of the CKUT Community News Collective. I'm David Koch. To contact us, email headlines at ckut.ca or call 514-448-4041, extension 6788.
This week's music by Do Make Say Think.